请听哥林多前书第七章第八节到十六节。我对这没有嫁娶的和寡妇说，若他们常向我就好，倘若自己禁止不住就可以嫁娶，与其欲火攻心，倒不如嫁娶为妙。至于那已经嫁娶的，我吩咐他们，其实不是我吩咐，乃是主吩咐说，妻子不可离开丈夫。第十一节，若是离开了，不可再嫁，或是人同丈夫和好，丈夫也不可离弃妻子。我对其余的人说，不是主说，倘若某兄弟某弟兄有不幸的妻子，妻子也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃妻子。妻子有不幸的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃丈夫。因为不幸的丈夫就因着妻子成了圣洁，并且不幸的妻子就因着丈夫成了圣洁，不然你们的儿女就不洁净，但如今他们是圣洁的了。第十五节，倘若那不幸的人要离去，就由他离开吧，无论是弟兄是姐妹，遇着这样的事就不必拘束，因为神召我们原是要我们和睦。你这做妻子的，怎么知道你不能救你的丈夫呢？你这做丈夫的，怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢？
1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 17. Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him. That is the rule I lay down in all the churches. Was a man already circumcised when he was called? He should not become uncircumcised. Was a man uncircumcised when he was called? He should not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision in nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts. Each one should remain in the situation which he was in when God called him. Were you a slave when you were caught? Don't let it trouble you, although you can gain your freedom. Do so. For he who was a slave when he was caught by the Lord is the Lord's freedman. Similarly, he was a free man when he was caught in Christ's slave. Is Christ's slave? You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brothers, each man as responsible to God should remain in the situation God called him to.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
当我看这段经文的时候，忽然间就让我联想到一个儿童的故事。
So when I actually was reading through this passage, a story from my childhood kind of came to mind.
我们来看这个儿童故事，然后文龙会帮忙翻译。
Let's watch the short video clip, and I'll try to add a little bit of commentaries along the way.
磨坊主满面愁容地对小儿子说，
孩子，今年庄稼收成不好，家里头只能把这头驴子拿去卖了，换点钱好过冬啊。
So the miller mentioned to his son, this year's harvest is poor, and therefore I have to sell the donkey and try to get through the winter.
一起赶着一头驴，准备去集市上卖掉。
So together they brought the donkey to the marketplace to try to sell the donkey. 遇见了
不少状况。
But along the way, obviously, they met with a couple of interesting circumstances.
呦，瞧你们这对父子，放着驴子不骑，却要走路，岂不让人笑话？
What a laughing stock, since you have a donkey and you're not riding it. So he put the child on a donkey and started riding.
Hey, ya! 真是世风日下呀！现在的人怎么都这么不懂尊敬老人呢？啊，这个懒惰的孩子。自己骑在驴上，却让他老父亲在后面走着，成何体统？
So public morals are deteriorating every day. How can you let an old man walk and a child ride? What kind of respect do you have for the old man?
是，您说的有道理。
你这个老糊涂，怎么忍心让这个可怜的孩子走这么远的路，自己还舒舒服服的骑在驴上？
说的也是，孩子，你也上来吧。
磨坊主和小儿子就这样一会儿从驴背上爬下来，一会儿又坐上。
When old fool, you actually let a young child walk along the distance, so both of them hopped onto the donkey and started riding together.
不知不觉的，他们到了集市。
这头驴不是你们家的吧？
不，这是我们家的驴。
既然是你们家的驴，你们怎么忍心两个人都骑到驴背上，不怕累死他呀？你看，这驴都累出一身大汗了。
这可怎么办呢？不如这么着。
Is this donkey not from your family? How can you just have this donkey sweat buckets and you guys are riding comfortably? But let's try to do this.
家的祖宗吧，这么孝顺他呀啊！
周围人的意见固然要去听，但也要根据自己的实际情况。
OK， 所以啊，过去的两个星期我们看了很多保罗的建议。
So over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a lot of recommendations from Paul.
伟康牧师就讲关于单身的男女问题。
So Pastor Wei Kang had talked about being single and relationships between men and women.
然后我就负责讲关于那个婚姻还有性关系的事情。
And Pastor Xiao Wei had talked about the topic on marriage and sex.
听了很多保罗的建议，可能你会有一个想法。
So perhaps after listening to a lot of Paul's recommendations, a few things come to your mind.
为什么很多的建议好像一边讲这边一边讲那边，所以到底应该单身吗？还是到底应该结婚吗？
So it might seem like there are the polar opposites in terms of what Paul was trying to recommend to us. Should we stay married or should we be single?
看你看了今天的经文也是一样，是应该离婚吗？还是应该住在一起吗？还是怎样？
And perhaps I think from the passage this morning as well, you've struggling between should I actually stay single or should I stay married?
每一个建议本身呢，都好像有他自己的理由呢，能够作为依据，也可以使他更加的合理。
So each of these recommendations seem to come with on its own recommendations that sounds very reasonable.
所以如果你打不定主意的时候，你不懂他的缘由的时候呢，你就会想到底哪一个才是应该是决定性的那个理由呢？
So but if you don't actually know what the underlying philosophy is, actually it's very hard to come to a decisive decision on this.
也就是说，如果我们找不到那个最基本的那个神学真理的时候呢，我们只是好像刚才我们看到的那个影片这样子哈，跟着一个理由就跟着一个理由，一跟着理由又一直只是很肤浅的呢，在改变行动而已。
So I guess bottom line, if we can't actually understand what the underlying spiritual truth is, it will be similar to the video we just watched. we are just treating the symptoms very superficially and just going with the herd back and forth swaying.
所以今天呢，我们一定要找到到底保罗的中心思想到底是什么。
Therefore, this morning it's important for us to come to the underlying or the fundamental thoughts as to Paul's recommendations.
其实哥林多的教会的问题就是这样的问题。
And that's exactly the problem that the Corinthian church was facing.
他们听到的每一个教导呢，他们就去改变一下，跟听到一个教导去改变，没有很扎根的去想到底这个真理是什么。
And the people in the Corinthian church basically were being swayed by every single teaching that they came across.Followed them, but never actually delved deeper into the underlying spiritual truths.
还好呢，保罗虽然给了许许多多的建议，他最后还是给了最基本的一个观念。
Thankfully, though, even though Paul had given us a lot of recommendations, he actually gave us a key underlying principle.
也就在第十七节那里说，只要照着主所分给个人的和神所召个人的行，我吩咐各教会都是这样。
And this is in verse 17. This is the overriding rule. Everyone should conduct their lives as the Lord had appointed, as God had called them.
也就是说，保罗给各教会一个很基本的真理。
And therefore, Paul has given all the churches a key underlying or fundamental truth.
不管你被召的时候，你是任何的处境。
Therefore, regardless of what circumstances you are in when you were called by God,
既然你现在是被召了
，and since you have been called,
你就要在那个处境里面呢活的。是成为一个基督徒来活。
And you have to therefore live your life as a Christian in that particular circumstance or situation.
神的呼召就是有那么重大的一个意义。
And therefore there's a huge, tremendous implication to this calling by God.
告诉我们从被召的那一刻开始，你就不再是同一个人了。
And therefore from the moment you are called, you're no longer the same person.
所以从去年到今年，我们都是同一个主题，说我们是新的人。
And therefore, since last year, we've been on the same theme, we are the new people.
然后呢，我们作为一个群体，我们也是一个新的名。
And therefore, as a congregation, we are a new congregation as well.
我们既然被神召了，我们就是被召跟神建立一个关系。
And since we have been called, therefore, we've come into a relationship with God.
我们现在是属于他了。
And therefore, we now belong to him.
我也说过，所谓的属于神，就是被分别为圣。
And therefore, since Pastor Xiao Hui had said, since we've been called,
we belong to him
as one.
我们分别为圣呢，成为神圣的用途。
And therefore, we belong to him, and we're used for Christ's purpose.
我们呢，在我们任何的处境里面，我们就是要活出基督。
And therefore, in any situation or circumstances we're in, we have to live out the life of Christ.
我们的生命里面就以神作为他那个生活的标准。就以神的旨意成为我们生命中的旨意。
And therefore, in each of our daily lives, God is our standard, and we live out His will.
不管我们的处境最后是有变还是没有变。
So regardless of whether our circumstances change,
只要我们被召，我们的生命就可以改变。
And therefore, since we have been called, our lives can change.
因为我们是一个新的人，我们有一个新的身份。
And because we are new people and we have a new identity.
保罗给的这一个道理呢，跟我们其实社会里面所普罗大众所想的呢，是很不一样的。
And this, I guess Paul's thought is actually quite contradictory to the prevailing wisdom in our society today.
因为我们在生活中很多的决定呢，其实就是为了通过改变身份、改变我们的社会地位，来改变我们自己的生命。
Because in our daily life, we must be striving to improve our social status through works of our own to basically improve our standings.
不管是我们去找一个新的工作
，whether we are looking for a new job，
或者是找一个伴侣
，whether we're looking for a new mate or spouse，
或者你加入一个健身房的会员
，whether you're joining a new gym，
都是希望通过改变地位来改变生命。
And hopefully through this change, we'll actually be able to change our lives.
那这一些都是没有错的，因为人本来就是应该 ，you know， 追求上进，力争上游，本来就应该这样。
And there's actually nothing wrong with this, since as humans, we should be striving to improve ourselves.
不过对于基督徒来讲呢，却有更深一层的一个真理在里面。
But as for Christians, though, there is a much deeper spiritual truth to this.
就是说，虽然我们说我们要上进，我们的地位也好，我们的饮食起居，我们的生活素质，我们可以提高，这个固然重要。
So even though it's important for us to improve our status in society, our living standards,
可是当神呼召我们的时候
，But when God calls us,
我们的身份呢，就只是从神而来。
We must then derive our identity only from God.
也就是说，我们最看重的是神到底怎么看我们，不是人怎么看我们。
And therefore, what matters the most is how God sees us, and not how our peers or people see us.
是神怎么定义我们，不是这个社会怎么定义我们。
That God's definition of us is what matters, not the society's definition.
保罗这个原则呢，也应用到我们的这个男女关系的事情。
And then this Paul principles by Paul obviously applies to men-women relationships as well.
可是，在还没有讲这个男女关系之前呢，他先用这个奴隶制还有这个割礼的事情呢，来作为一个例子。
But before he delved into this topic, he had used topics on slavery as well as circumcision as illustrations.
不过，为什么特别用这两个例子呢？为什么特别用割礼？跟这个奴隶制来做这个例子呢
？But why did he choose to use these two topics as illustrations？
其实这个就是他们当时候作为一个基督的，我们说我们是在基督里面的一家人呢，这个信念跟这个信念很大的关系。
Because these are actually the underlying or the basic beliefs for the early Christians in his time。
今天是我们这个家庭日的联合崇拜。
And today is a combined worship for our family day。
我们是怎么成为一家人呢
？So how do we actually become a family？
在加拉太书第三章，这个是保罗所说的。
In the book of Galatians chapter 3, that's what Paul says.
他说：“所以你们因耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
”So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
然后这里他就用了三个很大的这个。思想，他说，就并不分犹太人、希腊人。
And then three big thoughts here. There's neither Jew nor Gentile.
不再分自由的为奴的。
Neither slave nor free.
也不分辨男或女的。
Nor is there male and female.
为什么呢？他说，因为我们在基督里都成为一了。
Why is that so? For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以接下来我们就要看到底这个关于奴隶制的思想。关于这个割礼的思想呢，怎么样的来解读我们这个男女关系的思想
？So now we'll see how these examples on circumcision and on slavery how they can enlighten us on these topics.
因为在主里呢，当时候第初世纪呢，也是用这三个大的观念来明白我们怎么成为一个在主里一家人。
Because in the early Christian days, obviously these three big concepts are used to help us understand this truth.
对于犹太人来讲呢，这个割礼就是你属于神的一个很重要的一个记号。
For the Jews, certainly circumcision is a very important physical mark to indicate that you belong to God.
可是，在初世纪的时候呢，罗马人有很多场合他们是不穿衣服的。
So back in the early days, certainly the Romans they were naked actually in a lot of different occasions.
他们在这个体育馆的时候呢，他们的体操他们是裸体的。
So when they were in the gym, they work out naked.
然后在这个澡堂的时候呢，就好像日本人这样，他们也是全裸的。
So in public bath, similar to the onsen for the Japanese, they were naked as well.
所以如果你是犹太人呢一看就看出来了。
So obviously if you're Jewish, it's very clear from the get-go that you are Jewish.
所以当时候很多的犹太人他们其实是有很大的压力说要不要这么容易被看出来。
So back then, the Jews obviously were trying to conceal their true identity.
所以他们也尝试可能用一些手术的方式使他们显得好像是没有行过割礼一样。我不懂怎么做了，不过他们有做就是。
But certainly they attempted to actually through surgeries to basically try to uncircumcise themselves, but Pastor Xiaohui is not sure how it's done.
不加一块皮，我也不懂怎么做。OK, 总之就是有做就是。然后呢，可是他们同样的那个外邦人呢，有另外一方的变的压力。
And certainly, but as Gentiles, you have another set of pressures.
因为他们也有所谓这些犹太教的那些教师呢，他们就讲说，哦，你一定要成为一个犹太人，这样你的这个救恩呢才是完完全全的救恩。
Therefore, as Gentiles, the Jewish teachers would tell them, you have to be circumcised in order to receive quote unquote a full salvation.
所以，可是保罗在这里呢，就给了一个原则，是说，不管你是割礼也好，不受割礼也好呢，这一切已经不再重要了。
But Paul here stated a principle: it doesn't really matter whether you're circumcised or not.
因为你的身份呢，不再是以这样的一个 记号来成为定位。
Because your identity is no longer defined by a single superficial physical mark.
因为就算你割礼，可是你到处去行恶呢，你依旧是你的心不在神那边。
But so even though you can be circumcised, but if you're doing evil, your heart is very far from God.
保罗是说，你需要心理上的这个割礼，你的实心要成为肉心。
And therefore, the important thing is you actually need the circumcision of the heart.
耶稣基督呢，道成肉身，就是要让我们看到什么是一个完全顺服神的生命。
And therefore, Jesus Christ manifested physically is to show us exactly what it means to live in obedience to God.
然后在整个生命里面呢，他的记号就是爱人、服侍人。
And his life was being marked by loving and serving others.
所以同样的，当我们愿意靠着耶稣基督的 这个同样的信心，我们去服侍人，我们去爱人的时候呢，其实这就是我们有神的身份的这个记号。
Therefore, if we are willing or able to live out this Christ-like life to serve and love others, we already have this full identity before God.
保罗对奴隶制的观念也是一样的。
And Paul similarly has this view on slavery.
可能大家听到保罗跟那些做奴隶的说，哎，你做奴隶的，你不用太担心。可能我们会觉得，哎，怎么可以这样讲呢？听起来很奇怪。
Perhaps you might feel, you know, somewhat weird when Paul tells the slaves, you know what? It's actually all right for you guys to be slaves.
可能，所以有些人企图讲，帮保罗讲话的时候呢，就讲说，哎，你要明白当时候罗马的这些奴隶跟后来的那种欧洲的那种奴隶，或者是美国的黑人的奴隶呢，是很不一样的奴隶制。
So some perhaps tried to step in Paul's defense and says the slaves are in Paul's time actually very different than the concept of slaves we have in terms of back in the days in Europe or as well as in the U.S.
然后呢，其实罗马帝国里面的那些奴隶，他们的生活还算可以，甚至如果你到时候被升级做主管的时候呢，你比那些自由人的那种穷人还要好。
But it's important to note that back in the Roman times, slaves who have been promoted to more of a supervisory position, their lives were actually much better off than those who are free men who live in poverty.
不过呢，我觉得这些虽然是有合理的地方，这些只是其次而已。
So even though these are all reasonable, I think these are all somewhat secondary.
保罗最主要会给这样的一个建议呢，是因为他知道我们现在的身份是在耶神面前的那个身份，因为我们被召，我们现在是属于神的身份。
The main reason I think for Paul's advice is that our sense of identity is now derived from God. We have been called by God, and therefore now we belong to God.
然后我们的身份呢，不再是以我们的社会地位或者我们的经济状况来成为我们来定义我们，不再是这样子了。
So our identity is no longer defined by how much money we have or what our social standings may be.
因为我们想的话，我们就清楚，不管你是奴隶也好，你是自由人也好的话。
So just if you think whether you're free or a slave.
我们的自由是为了服侍人，我们要用这个自由来服侍人。
This freedom that we enjoy, we should use them to serve others.
我们做基督的奴仆也是，就是要服侍人。
They were servants in Christ to serve others.
所以不管你是自由，是奴仆，你最后就是要服侍人。
Therefore, whether it's you're free or a slave, the end goal is you have to serve others.
可是千万不要误会说，哦，所以保罗是支持奴隶制啦，因为好就不多说了。总之，有很多人就用这些来误解这个保罗。
But this, please do not misunderstand that Paul actually approves of slavery. That's not the case, indeed.
保罗其实在这里也讲得很清楚，如果你可以自由的话，那你就求自由更好。
And Paul is very clear here. He says, although if you can gain your freedom, please do so.
然后呢，你是由重价买来的，就不要再做人的奴仆了。
You are bought at a price to become, do not become slaves of human beings.
不过保罗在这里要讲解，用这个奴隶制来做例子呢，其实就是要讲说，不管我们的社会地位啊，在人眼中看来是如何的重要，最重要的现在，既然你被召，你的这个身份就是从在基督里的身份最重要。
I think the main emphasis underlying this point by Paul on slavery is that our no identity derives from Christ and not our outward social status.
我们的态度也好，我们的行动也好，现在就是要爱人，要服侍人。
Our action and our attitude now is focused on loving and serving others.
就在我们被召的那一刻开始了这个新的身份。
And it starts the very moment you were called by God.
所以我们看完了这个 割礼的事情我们看完了，这个奴隶制的事情呢，又我们就用同样的一个心理来看我们这三个礼拜所讲的关于男女关系的事情。
Therefore, applying what we've just seen from the topic on circumcision and slavery, we'll address the topic on men-women relationships we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks.
因为老实讲，真的，我们的社会是给我们很多的压力。
To be fair, we do face a lot of pressures from society today.
不但是社会的压力，我们自己的私欲也是一个很关键性的事情。
So not just pressure from society, but our personal desires from within, that is something that is very fundamental as well.
所以社会的压力，个人的私欲，我们都是想说啊，如果我们可以改变我们的这个身份，改变我们的地位的话啊，这样我的生命就可以改变了。
Therefore, whether it's societal pressures or just desires from within, we always think that if we're able to change our social status, our living standards, that's what we need to do.
可能我可以结婚啊，这样我的生命就可以改变，或者啊，如果我离婚的话，这样我的生命就可以改变了。
Perhaps my life will change when I get married, or perhaps my life will get better when I get divorced.
当你结婚的时候，你就希望说啊，我单身的话多好。
So when you're married, you wish that you're single and how great life would be.
然后单身的就说，哎，如果我结婚了，这样就多好。
And vice versa, when you're single, you wish you're married and thought, oh, it's good to have a wife.
不管是社会压力，不管是私欲呢，我们总是有一个想法，就是说，哎，另外一边好像比较好。
So whether it's societal pressures or desires from within, you always think that the grass is greener on the other side.
在当时候的这个哥林多教会也是有同样的情况。
And certainly this was the same situation being faced by the Corinthian church.
当时候那些就是丈夫死了或者是妻子死了的那些寡妇啦，他们呢都希望说有这个压力说要再婚，这样我的经济状况才比较稳定。
So back in the Corinthian days, there were pressures on both the widows and the widowers to remarry in order to improve their financial stability.
然后呢那些已婚的呢，他们有这个私欲说啊，我希望可以离婚呢，这样我就可以操练我的禁欲主义，那我就可以在这个性爱的事情上我很纯洁。
So for those who are married, there are certainly strong desires for them to get divorced in order to practice abstinence for their asceticism.
然后那些如果本来是不信主的其中一方面呢，他们信主了呢，他们就很希望说他们可以离婚啊，这样我就跟那个没有信主的那个伴侣呢，我就可以脱离，这样我就可以更加的圣洁，也有这样的压力。
I mean, there are pressure on those who were married but were called and to basically divorce the non-believer spouse in order to improve their spiritual training.
当然有另外一些呢，他们又有私欲说哇，我不可以，我死死要抓住这个婚姻，也有这样的私欲。
But again, there are those who believe that they really want to stay married.
不管是压力也好，不管是私欲都好，总之你要做的事情啊，你一定可以找到理由的啦。
So you can always find justification for what you want to do, regardless of whether it's societal pressures or personal desires.
保罗在这里讲的是，当你蒙召的时候，你的心态不可以是这样子了。你的 mindset.
So when Paul says here, when you're called by God, the mindset must be that of Christ.
你的心态现在就是说，我想东西要像基督一样。
So now the mindset must be when you think, you must think like Christ.
回到这个割礼的事情，不管你是有割礼也好，没有割礼也好，你的心态就是说，我现在就是顺服上帝的旨意就对了。
So whether you're circumcised or not, you have to remember your mindset must be that of Christ.
不管你是奴隶也好，你是自由人也好，你的心态也是一样的，就是我现在的心态就是爱人服侍人。
Therefore, whether you're a slave or a free man, the mindset is the same, that you have to be like Christ and serve and love others.
所以不管你现在是离婚了也好，或者你的丈夫、妻子死了都好。
So whether you're married or divorced or you're widowed.
现在的心态就是你既然现在是单身了，你就应该专心、全心全意的以爱人服侍人来服侍神。
And therefore, since you're single, you should remain single, focus your energy on serving God through loving and serving others.
可是如果你的决定是好，我要结婚，再婚。
So, but if your decision is to remarry,
保罗的意思就是，那你就全心全意的爱跟服侍你的伴侣吧。
And Paul's point is you have therefore to be fully devoted and to serve your spouse.
就算你的伴侣是一个非基督徒，你也应该是同样的心态。
Even though your spouse might be a non-believer, the mindset must be the same.
讲真的，如果你的伴侣是一个非基督徒，你的这个呼召更重要，你的这个爱跟服侍更重要。
That, and actually, to be fair, if your spouse is a non-believer, this calling, this loving and serving becomes even more important.
你懂为什么更重要吗?
Do you know why that's so?
因为你是被分别为圣的人。
Because now you are set apart to be holy.
所以你现在你的家就成为了你的最大的这个福音工厂。
And therefore, then your family setting becomes your biggest mission field.
你的家人如果没有信主的话，他们就是你最直接要去爱跟服侍的人。
Therefore, the family members, if they're non-believers, unbelievers, therefore they are the most important direct subject of your loving and serving.
所以保罗说，神造我们就是要叫我们和睦。
And therefore, Paul says God has called us to live in peace.
啊，这边有一个特别情况。这个特别情况是说，如果你的这个非信主的伴侣，他听到你信主了，他说我要离婚，你怎么办呢？
So there's a caveat. So if your non-believing spouse learned that you have accepted Christ, then what would you do?
保罗说，这个东西耶稣没有讲，所以我的建议是这样子：如果你要和睦的话，有时候你迫不得已。你就让他离开吧。
And this is from Paul, not from God, that sometimes in certain circumstances, in order to actually live amicably, you actually have to separate.
你要明白这个是有出世景的一个处境来的，就是当时候呢，在出世纪呢，很多人不懂基督教，他们以为基督教是邪教，你明白吗？
So back then, obviously, there's a underlying situation. Then in the early centuries, some actually believed that Christianity is a cult.
所以有时候没有办法，你唯一能够爱跟服侍的方法就是同意说，让他离开。
And therefore, sometimes in order to love and to serve, the only way out is for you to just separate.
不过保罗说，如果你那个非信主的伴侣愿意跟你继续的留在这个婚姻里面，他说你一定要留住他。
But therefore, if your unbelieving spouse is willing to stay with you, you have to stay with her or him.
他说你在这个婚姻里面，你圣洁的这个服事呢，会影响他，而不是让他来影响你。你不用担心这个，你圣洁的话，你会救赎他。
Therefore, in this relationship, your holiness and service will actually be an influence on them, and not the other way around.
最后，我要来讲一个我看完整个经文的一个个人的感想。
And Pastor Xiaohui wants to reflect a bit after going through this passage.
我记得呢，当我当时候毕业过后呢，我就决定去做这个全时间的去读神学，然后决定全时间来服侍主。
That Pastor Xiaohui decided to go straight into theological studies after finishing his university.
有的时候我会想说，哎，如果当时候没有做这个决定，我是出去工作的话，会是怎样的情况呢？
And sometimes Pastor Xiaohui has second thoughts. If I actually had not done this, I actually gone out and sought a secular job, what would have been different?
可是当我想看了今天的经文的时候，我其实是有一个很重要的答案。
But after going through the passage this morning, there is a very important answer that came to him.
当神呼召我的时候呢，其实就是讲说，现在你的生命是完全属于主的。
That this sense of calling informs him that his life is now therefore fully devoted to God.
所以不管你是全时间在教会里面，或者是你在外面的职场上，人就是一样的。
So whether you actually serve full time in church or you actually have a job outside of church, the focus is actually the same.
就是你工作是为了神，不是为了自己了。
And when you work for God, not for yourself.
这个我觉得这一个观念是非常重要的，就是你不要以为说，哦，我不是在教会工作，我在外面工作，这样我在外面工作就是我自己的事情，不是神的事情，不是这样子的。
And therefore, it's important not to segregate our lives. It's important whether you work in church or work outside of church.
我讲一个更重的话吧，如果你不是在教会工作，你在外面工作，你的呼召更重要。
And actually, to be fair, to be actually more critical, your calling is more important if you work outside of church than if you do work in church.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为你在外面职场上，他的价值观，他的那些法则呢，可能是跟圣经有冲突的。你的呼召更重要。
Because when you're working outside of church, the value system that they have very often is contradictory to the principles in the Bible.And therefore, your calling is more important.
Not necessarily very often, but 可能啊 possibly.
Possibly contradictory.
你的这个呼召呢，就是你现在的工作也是同样为主而工作。
And therefore, your calling is that this job that you have is you're serving God as well.
不管你是在打算在教会工作，在外面工作呢，最重要的是你是不是来服侍主， 然后说这个就是我要守住这个身份，我是主的仆人。
So whether you're working or serving in church or working outside of church, I think the important thing is that you are God's servant and you want to hold on to this identity to serve God.
因为当神呼召我们的时候，我们接下来要选择走什么路，我们就知道是为主来走这条路。
That when God has called us, the path that we choose to take, we know that we have chosen this path for God.
保罗让我们看到说，我们在主里为什么是一家人，因为我们都是同样走这样一条路。
God, Paul showed us that we are one in God as a family because we have chosen this path for God.
让我们不管是在任何的职场上，
So regardless of the settings that we're in,
或者是我们的家里有任何的人，或者是你单身都好，
So whether we are family or we are single,
我们都是在那边爱人、服侍人，为了是服侍主。
That we are there to serve and love others because we want to serve God.
让我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢你，因为你召我们来，使我们能够到你面前，使我们的生命不再一样。主啊，就让我们因为有你，我们生命改变，不是依靠财富，不是依靠地位，不是依靠什么人为的事情，是因为知道主啊，我们属于你。恳求主你引领我们，继续把基督的智慧赐给我们。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。